It definitely has that haunting feel. And we did talk about how with this album, the Gun Club really opened up their sound. It was a lot broader. There were a lot more elements added into it. And this was a bit of an outlier. It stripped back quite a bit, going back to more of a rawer sound that they had with maybe their previous two releases, while still progressing forward, being more skeletal than I think anything we quite heard from them before.
Yeah, and the songs we heard before Secret Fires were My Dreams and Walkin' with the Beast, which is kind of a two-track song, two songs
in one. It's kind of a
twofer. Two for one. There's like a intro called The Las Vegas Story, and then this song comes in, and that's how the record starts off. So that's how we started off the set, and if you haven't heard this album, you should check it out, because it's a great one in the Gun Club's discography, as we were talking about. The first three, I think, are all really quite good, and we've played a lot from them over the years.
In fact, I think we pretty much highlighted of their first three records. Now this marks some sort of iteration where we celebrated their releases in some capacity, because we certainly did focus on Miami. I know we focused on one point of Fire of Love.
Yeah.
So yeah, all great records. This trilogy from the Gun Club, well worth your time checking out. The progenitors of blues punk, if you will.
Absolutely. And yeah, we'll leave it at that. We're going to continue next with some newer music from a band that has a show coming up in Detroit called Custard Flux. They're more of a psychedelic band, and they're actually playing a show in Detroit on June 27th at the Cadeau Cafe. And this band has ties to another band called The Luck of Eden Hall, which I believe was Chicago-based. And the main songwriter in that band is now doing this band. And we're going to hear a track from their latest album, which came out this year, which is called Einsteinium Delirium.
Ooh, very good. Very good pronunciation on that one. And then afterwards, we're going to be hearing some other music, one from an obscure soundtrack to this action comedy film from 1998 called Six String Samurai. We're going to be hearing one of the songs from its soundtrack. We'll talk about that film a little bit later when we come back. But something that's huge in this set, and we're actually going to play a pair of songs from it, is a new soundtrack by John Lurie, his first release in a number of years, the soundtrack to his TV show Painting with John.
Yes, now sadly the show is no more. It was on HBO for a while, and there was two seasons, and I do strongly suggest, if anyone ever saw Fishing with John, watch Painting with John. It's equally bizarre and wonderful at the same time. And there's a lot of guests in the last season, and it's just great. It's a really great off-the-wall show. And basically, each episode was John painting, but telling stories of his life as a musician, growing up in the New York music scene, and then also as an actor. And it's really fascinating. And this Painting with John soundtrack is a double album. Now, the show actually was the first time John got together with musicians to make new music in many, many, many years. And so those songs that he created for the show are on this release. In addition to a selection of recordings in his discography, there's some stuff there from Marvin Pontiac, and also from his primarily...
Lounge Lizards, I would imagine.
Yeah, primarily well-known band Lounge Lizards. So we're going to hear some of the other ones, some of the songs that he wrote for the show. And then I believe one is actually a Marvin Pontiac song, but it's credited as John Lurie. And then, yeah, we're going to hear this really rare soundtrack song. So stay tuned. You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. But we're going to get started with this track from Custard Flux. It's called Equinox here on Revolution Rock.
I love friends in the garden. I missed you, missed you all night, all night, all night. Oh, I missed you all night. I have a light in my head that has not been there recently. How are you? I love how you stand there and don't move when bugs land on you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Thank you.
Music there from The Archaics. They have a brand new release out called Set the World on Fire. And we heard the song Dawning to end off that set. Prior to that, we heard some really obscure music from a soundtrack that we actually found randomly here in the CJM archives. Adam, you tell us about that.
Yeah, this was actually a movie I knew and I watched a few years back, kind of an obscure cult film called Six String Samurai. It's a post-apocalyptic action film with a comedic bent. Kind of think of it as a punk rock Mad Max. And it's soundtracked by a great number of surf rock songs by a collection of different artists, including one which is a band called the Red Elvises, and we heard one of their compositions for the soundtrack titled Boogie on the Beach. You can find that off of the official Six String Samurai full-length soundtrack or on the by the Red Elvises.
Before that, we heard music from John Lurie. We actually heard three tracks, two very short ones and one longer track. From the Painting with John soundtrack that was released as well, music from his show that was on HBO. We heard the song John Gun Walk, which was a song written for the show. And then we heard My Little Garden Gnome. Now, this actually was a song by Marvin Pontiac. I believe in 2017 or around there, he put out a new Marvin Pontiac album that was mostly acoustic and blues-based.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this definitely, even with the vocal stylings, generally speaking, if you hear John Lurie sing, it's under the guise of being Marvin Pontiac. But, you know, you can really tell with the type of lyricism. There's obviously something a little bit sardonic, a little bit surreal within the lyrical subject matter. Always great stuff to hear when John decides to take up vocals. And we heard something that is, I think, a lot more akin to what people expect with a sort of avant jazz background. We heard a song called These Are Not the Dots That Connect to It. You know, we talked about the previous song, My Little Garden Gnome.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dave was very emphatically pointing at the screen as if I messed up. But no, Dave, I did not. We were just talking about Painting with John. It has been ended after two seasons, but it is well worth checking out, especially if you were a fan of the cult TV show Fishing with John back in the 1990s. It's kind of a spiritual successor, but goes more into biographical details about John Lurie's life. Very fascinating stuff. And we started things off with a track from an album, Einsteinium Delirium. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
I think so.
Did I make you proud?
So much. And we heard... And this is from the band Custard Flux. We heard the song Equinox, and they're playing a show here in Detroit on June 27th, and it's at the Cadeau Cafe. And that's how we started off that set. And we're going to continue next with brand new music from Nap Eyes.
Yeah, this was a bit of a surprise release, a digital single titled Feline Wave Race. What can you say? With Nap Eyes, it's always good, and this is a great longer song. I think it's a lot of great abstract lyricism, as we're accustomed to hearing from the group, and I do definitely recommend the A-side of this single. However, we're going to be playing the B-side, which has a little bit of a louder, louder attitude to it, or sound, I guess.
I thought you were going to say oomph.
It does have an oomph to it. It's got a little pep in its step. So I chose this one. It's called Ice Grass Underpass. I do love that internal rhyme. And we're going to also hear some new music from Lemon Twigs, Astral Swans, and maybe a surprise band from Japan coming up in this set here on Revolution Rock.
return to spring. Brother says now my life has ended, that I might just spend it looking out for things, whereas usually I try to find where the fabric runs from lofty patterns into squalid seams. But with nothing left but this life ungiven, it's the life I'm living, it's a selfish dream.
Yeah.
new music from Astral Swans there, from a forthcoming, well, this is great. It's a EP, a split single, actually, backed by Julie Doran. So they're going to have a side, of course, with Astral Swan songs, and then a side with Julie Doran. Very similar to what Astral